The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We'll actually kick things off with money. Because if you have been on holidays, or if you're about to go on holidays, maybe more importantly to Mallorca or Malaga, places like this in Spain and Spanish islands, you might not be able to split the bill. There is a pushback in some of these tourist areas from restaurants and bars and what have you against customers splitting the bill. Jim Elliott, the comedian, is with me. Jim, what do you think?
I can understand where the restaurants are coming from. You ever see some poor waiter who's standing there and it's a group of 16 people and they're splitting the bill and they've got the one big long thing and they're all trying to remember what they ordered first off and go, okay, I ordered that, I ordered the paella and I ordered this. And then they get to the part, and this is the part that I can't stand, where a group of friends, people who like each other, have gone to dinner together and now all of a sudden they're breaking out the abacus to figure out who drank more wine. And then they tot up the bottles of wine and they go, oh, I've only really had a glass, so I guess I won't ship in for the entire thing there. Aren't you people a group? Aren't you unified? Cough up the dough and let this poor person get on with their work.
Alexandra Ryan, goss.ie, digital creator. Those people are worse than Hitler, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, I say that now. Absolutely, you can quote me on that. No, but actually I'm laughing at you talking about the false abacus. It's so rare, because I've been on so many nights out with groups of friends and there's certain people that will be like, no, we'll have that wine, the most expensive of wine there, and then suddenly when the bill comes,
the
it's
bill
like
comes.
Oh well, I actually only had 1.5 glass of that, and you're like, no. But I see it from both sides. So I was actually only saying to Jim before he came on, there's a restaurant really close to here actually on South William Street that I was in a couple of weeks ago, and there were signs in the window that says we do not split bills, and I thought it was for groups of a certain size, but I was only with one person and they came over and was like, we are not splitting this bill, by the way. And I was like, okay, no worries.
Were you guys trying to split the bill?
No, we hadn't even mentioned anything. They were just like, FYI, no, I hate splitting bills.
Good.
Oh, really?
So normally
I'm a big bill splitter, but on exactly even grounds.
Ah, yes,
so like
even,
as in if there's five of you there,
divided
you're
by
just
five.
Paying 20% each.
And
no,
I'm normally the one that
orders.
Pays for it, to be honest. I'm not, because I am a Revolut stan, okay? So I will pay for
I
my Revolut.
Because you're going to say, because I'm the wealthiest. I thought that's what you were going to say. I usually pay for it. You're going out with Ali Ryan. We're going out on the town, baby.
All the 50-euro notes flying. No, I'm always like, I'll pay and then everybody can Revolut me. Like, there's no excuse to say, oh God, I can't, I don't have your account. Like, Revolut make things so much easier. But also then you have the tip as well. So I think if you split it between like 12 people, it's so difficult to split the tip. And what I've also noticed recently in Ireland is that now you have different machines just to put the tip on. Have you noticed this? So
no.
Now they're also saying you can't split. I was literally out for dinner the other night and now they're saying if you want to tip us, you have to put it on a separate machine. So I was out with my friend the other night. We split the bill on two machines and then we had to split the tips on two separate machines. So four machines
come
came.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I know I like to introduce the great people of the North America and the United States in particular when Jim is here, in general.
Here
but actually, I will say this. Because tip culture is more ingrained there, they've got it down to a fine art. When you're paying by card, the gratuity and all is there and you just give your 5, 10, 50. The options are there. It's all built in on the machine. And we were in France recently and I don't know, and it's the same in Ireland, I think. When you're paying by card, often they don't even give you the option. They'll just put in whatever the figure
is.
You pay and then you're left thinking, we've no cash.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do here?
Yeah.
And you're kind of going back up to say, sorry, can I put a tip into that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, it's kind of awkward now.
Part of
you've
that,
not got any cash on you.
Where they don't collect the tip via the machine, isn't part of that is down to the restaurant, whether or not they actually give the tip to the waiter.
Yeah, I actually was a waitress in San Diego during my J1. And I remember that there were technically rules. We were supposed to all split
you're
the
supposed to pull your tips.
And because I was Irish, whenever someone came to my section, I'd be like, how's it going? Like, I was so Irish. And I'd literally get like such massive tips. And they would, the first day they were like, barman, chef, waitress.
Sorry, do your Irish accent again.
How's it going? And they'd be like, oh my God, are you Irish? And I'd be like, oh my God, how did you tell? I literally faked my accent so many times.
I'm so glad to hear somebody admit that.
Sorry.
I knew that was going on.
I love that Ali is how you had to put on a fake Irish accent.
Oh yeah. Because I noticed one day that someone says, are you from Ireland? So then when anyone came in that was touristy, like visiting San Diego, I'd just be like, oh, leprechauns, Milton, you know, just saying everything. But at the first day, they were like, right, we'll take all of that. And my boss took it and gave it to everybody else. But I understand the reasoning behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But also I think there's some waiters that really do deserve their tips because they've been especially really attentive and so lovely. And then some people really don't deserve it. So I disagree with splitting it with everybody.
So you were a waitress or a waiter and imagine you got one of your colleagues, it shows up hungover and just completely dials it in all day and is forgetting stuff and everybody's covering for him. So you're telling me at the end of that shift, everybody splits those tips evenly?
Yeah.
That rubs me the wrong way. Well, yeah. Actually, I would be the lazy one. So actually, I'm in favor of it. Let me reverse myself there.
I still like how easily they facilitate the payment of tips.
Yeah.
I just never have cash on me anymore.
No, me neither. Nobody does.
No, it is better now. But I do think the non-splitting thing, I do think it should be a rule, but it should be based on a number. So the restaurant down the road saying not at all is a bit much. But I think like if it's a party over a certain number, we were only talking about this, like there's a possibility that the actual transaction on that machine is taking a percentage every time. So if you split it between 12 people, they could be losing out the restaurant every time that a fee goes through. Like that could be part of the reason in Spain maybe that they're doing it, because there are fees for using those machines. So it could be that. But also, guys, does everyone just not have Revolut? Like in the US, they Venmo.
The equivalent. Like, yeah, everybody has so a way to get money from one phone to another.
And on Revolut, if anyone listening has it, there's actually a thing called split the bill. So if a bill is 150 and it's on my phone, I press split the bill and it will send that portion of the bill to everyone who's at dinner with me and it gives them the exact amount. It's so easy. So like, come on, guys.
Split the bill on Revolut is brilliant. It is a game changer, according to one of our listeners.
If we're all going to be talking good things about Revolut, let me drop my referral code on here.
But like other apps are available. Okay?
Bans on splitting bills is nonsense. Imagine going to the cinema with a group and being told that you can't pay just for yourself. One of the group has to pay for everybody. You know?
No, that's a bad metaphor. That doesn't make any sense. That is a ticketed event. Everybody has one ticket. Thank you. Come again. No, all right.
Well, Jim is dismissive of that view. What about the view of Mary McCarthy, Irish independent columnist and This Working Life features writer? So, Mary, you're on the continent as we speak. Have you run into this difficulty?
Good evening, Ciarán. Hi, Alexandra and Jim. So, yeah, I'm in Italy at the moment. And I mean, it's the same here as it is everywhere. I mean, I don't really have a problem with restaurants saying they can't split the bill, because it is kind of it takes a lot of time for the waiter to be crawling around getting the 30 quid off like a table of eight, you know. But I do think, like, I agree with Alexandra, in this day and age, everyone's got Revolut and there's usually someone solvent enough to pay up front. And then everyone else can just, you know, you can split it down. If it's 320, split six ways, everyone pays €53 and that's it. And I mean, the thing is, Jim, myself and Alexander, like, we're not students, right? Mm. I've got my niece here, Isabel. She's on holidays with me and she's in her early 20s. And she's a student, so they would share everything. Like, she was showing me a bill on her Revolut and it had, like, you know, Darren paid €9, Sarah paid €3. Like, it is, that's what she's. So you can ask Isabel what she thinks.
Isabel, are you there?
I'm there. I'm here.
So sorry, are you splitting, when you're splitting bills like that, are you splitting them determined by what people actually consume?
So I know. It sounds kind of insane when you look through the bill. Isabel, you're like, mental. Oh my God, there's like a €4 difference between each person's thing. But when you're a student, I feel like those little things add up. And when, as you know, you were saying with the Revolut bill, it's so easy. You can just go in and be like, well, I got this, I got that. And I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I feel like it doesn't matter. But I know for us anyway, there's always someone who's always the one to pay. And if they're kind of constantly losing out on the couple of euro as a student, I feel like that adds up. And between me and my friends, we'd always generally pay what we've, you know. Yeah.
See, I mean, €2 could be a pot noodle back in my college days. It would have been my dinner. Like, I get that. You should save that €2.
If you have a big enough group, there's always going to be someone in it who'd be like, oh, my Revolut's not really working.
No, the worst is when you get to the very end of the bill and everyone's paid their portion if it's not split evenly. And it's like, oh, there's another €50. Yep. And you're like, what? Yeah. And then you're really left.
I guess I could see exceptions for students or people from cabin. I can see how that is, is culturally important. We haven't talked about dates yet.
We'll talk about dates in a moment. But Isabel, would you be less likely, you and your friends, to go to a bar or a restaurant if there was a sign up saying we will not split the bill, one person has to pay it all?
I'd say about a year ago, maybe. I think the fact that with the Revolut split bill function, we can do that ourselves, it's less of an issue. But I've been both sides, you know, I've been a waitress as well. And I've been standing there kind of trying to do the mental maths and make sure that when I bring all the bills back to my manager that I haven't like accidentally lost the, you know, the bar like €50. But I would say that it wouldn't be like deterrent because we can do it ourselves, but it would definitely always be something we'd be talking about before the bill is coming. We kind of know which way it's going to go.
It's about Ciarán, kind of a bit. Go on it, Mary.
Can I just give my little two pence on the dates?
Yeah.
Because I'm a really bad feminist and I really think dates, like, he should not be splitting the bill. It's just...
Agreed.
it's such a turn off. I really just, for me now, and I don't expect extravagance, Kieran. I'm totally happy to go out and, you know, I'll...
Sorry, Mary,
totally
just to clarify, when you say you shouldn't be splitting the bill, who should be paying for it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I would say the man. If I'm asked out on a date, and as I said, I'm not looking to go to the flashiest restaurant in town, but if they start now getting out the phone saying, well, I had the sea bass and you had the...
Oh, sorry, there's no second date there. Sorry, Mary, let's imagine then you're asked out and he pays for everything. Are you conscious on the second date that maybe you have to pay? Or when do you... Oh, yeah, you'll pay for the second dinner.
Well, maybe not the second, right? I might let it run a couple of dates. But then definitely by the third or the fourth, I'll be saying, listen, I'll get this. You got the last one. But for me now, yeah, I really do. And like I was chatting about this with Isabel, and she was like, well, you know, you would kind of split it. Like, I just, like, younger people today, maybe it's a different... But even when I was a student now, I'd expect to be wined and dined. And if, you know, if someone starts... I remember having a lovely date with this really hot American drummer in San Diego when I was there. Alexandra, you were saying...
Oh, I loved
you
were both there, yeah.
Oh, he was great. We went out for a party all night. He asked me to go for breakfast. And then he proceeded to kind of tot up what we had. And it wasn't like he didn't have any money. He'd like a wad of 20s in his wallet. And that was it. Like, for me, it was all over. So, yeah, I do kind of feel that the man should pay. I know it's awful. It is awful. But I do think they should. And again, it doesn't have to be expensive. It could be a coffee in the park. But it's all over for me now if they start saying, well, can you go?
Okay, Jim, you brought up dates.
I did.
So what's the rule then around splitting?
Well, first, before we get to splitting, if you're not going to split, we were saying, okay, the man should pay. I would go a little bit more blanket with that rule because it is 2025. It's whoever's idea the date was that should pay. Because you do get girls asking guys out these days. And I wonder if they are aware of the responsibility that comes with that. If it was your idea, if it was your invitation, I get that you could foot the bill. I could see, I wonder if people do this like on purpose, that you go on dates. Because I was reading about this in Sweden, splitting the bill on the date is what happens. If you didn't want to do that, you'd be aware.
But you can suggest a coffee.
People, the Swedes.
You can suggest a coffee. I am in such agreement with this entire conversation. Like, I'm sorry, chivalry is all but completely dead.
Being and whose on the fault apps, is that?
Being on the apps is honestly driving people to insane asylums. By the first dinner. Like, it's the only thing. We don't have doors open for us anymore. You know, these guys are talking to four or five different girls. Girls are getting ghosted every few days. If you're going to ask me for dinner, pay for the dinner.
I'm sorry, but if you're bringing four or five different girls out for dinner in a week, it's expensive then if you're not splitting the bill.
Then commit to someone and stop being a player. This is a big problem.
It's hard to pay for all of you.
Yeah, but if you're going to be a player and have five girls a week, then pay. You know, you should be able. But also, like Jim said, you could go for a coffee and a walk. A lot of the time, these date ideas are from a man going, let's go here and let's have a three-course meal. Cool, that's on you. But I agree, unfortunately, if I'm somewhere and I'm on a first date and they even suggest splitting the bill, it's just an immediate ick. And an ick is a real physical, like, illness, honestly, because that's it. It's done forever.
Do you think sometimes it's tactical from the man's point of view? It's a way of making sure there's not going to be a second date without kind of having
possibly,
an awkward
conversation. But you know what I do?
I
actually always offer to pay for maybe like a little ice cream after or a drink after. I do acknowledge that they fully paid for it, but I think girls have all but no expectations anymore because it's so bleak out there. The only expectation I now have is that they pay for the first date.
I wonder if girls are doing this now on a date where you get to the end of it and you know there's not going to be a second date. And they're like, let me get this. And you're like, no, we are splitting this because I don't even want to have the concept
sometimes
of owing you anything.
Sometimes I suggest a split, but it's a faux suggestion. You know, it's just to be like,
I'll do that, Jeff.
Yeah. You
and then when they're like,
wallet.
Sure. And then again, we're back to the abacus of, oh, well, you had the ick.
Even thinking about it. Anyway, Ali Ryan, digital creator, goss.ie, Jim Elliott, comedian, Mary McCarthy, Irish Independent columnist. Thank you all very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.